Hi, I'm John Matthews, co-owner and founder of Pappy's Smokehouse, here with Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bites.
This is an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite with a look ahead at your weekend, the first weekend of June. So we've got a lot of fun stuff we're going to be talking about here. Joined, as always, by producer Dori Olmos.
Happy Friday.
I'm Abby Larico, and this is Jacob Long right here.
Hello.
Jacob is our iTeam extraordinaire reporter.
I don't know if I go that far.
Well, yes. I went there, and it's my show, so I decided I wanted to call you
that. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So Boston is a place that you lived for a little bit. You're a St. Louis guy. You left and came back because you're a boomerang boy.
Everyone does that, I feel like.
It's such a St. Louis thing to do. I feel like it's the mark of a true St. Louisan if you leave and come back. I left.
And
I always
say something
in the Midwest,
about the city. I feel like
it definitely does.
Yeah. I think so too. But Jacob, we're happy to have you back.
Thank you.
I know a lot of times you do harder news stories, but you like to have
fun. This is a good break.
Yes, you like to have fun. You like to go out, find good stuff to eat. So part of the reason we wanted to have you on though is because we've been having a lot of eyes on Boston lately.
I know.
Yeah,
and you're the crosshairs.
Yes, exactly. So, having spent some time in Boston pretty recently, and then obviously back here in St. Louis now, Boston food scene versus St. Louis food scene. Don't feel like you have to say St. Louis because I'm genuinely curious.
Well, I mean, the natural bias is, of course, I would vote for St. Louis.
Yes.
But that.
Right answer. Trick question. There was a right answer to that.
But like you have to establish that no matter what you say in a dispute like this, you're never going to change Boston's mind.
Mm-hmm. Just like they'll never change ours.
I mean, and they'll never change ours. There were obviously great spots to eat in Boston. Like the North End in Boston is the historic Italian district that reminded me so much of the Hill when I lived there. And yeah, there was great, good food. But like this article that like made it sound like they are the savior of the culinary world and you can't get a good meal out of anywhere else but Boston is just ridiculous. Like, we lived there for a year and I don't remember a single meal that was like, I'm never leaving. I can't have this ever again.
You clearly came back.
I mean, there was good food, but I don't think it was anything that like
memorable.
I don't know. Nothing like, and I was jogging my memory to think about like what I would talk about. If there was like one meal that I would write home about. I don't know. I couldn't.
You could probably find the text and you didn't.
I mean, there was good oysters. The seafood is good, but of course it should be. You're on the East Coast.
On the water, yeah.
Also, they like to take credit for the lobster rolls, but belong to Connecticut and Maine and you stole them.
Yes.
I mean, but lobster rolls are good.
Yeah.
But you can go right down to Benton Park, where I live.
Yes.
Shout out. To Peacemaker, which is a great seafood restaurant, and it's just as good. Because I think they have their seafood delivered in, like, regularly, if not daily.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing in Boston that was, like, so spellbinding that I miss it.
That you had to stay there. Okay, well, we could go on and on for forever about that Boston article, because so many things were said. So much shade was thrown. And we still think we come out in the sunlight on that one. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit more on our next story episode, which is going to drop on Tuesday. We'll have that in your feed there. But now we want to kind of look back a little bit on our episode from earlier this week. It was a shorter one because we had Memorial Day, the holiday weekend. We talked snoot. We had some snoot talk happening on here. Jacob, have you ever tried it?
I have not. It was in the building, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, you didn't get a piece.
No.
Yeah, look like you're not super interested.
I'm not into it.
See, that's the thing. There's some St. Louis foods that you don't, just because you can, you are a very proud St. Louisan. I respect that.
Tried and true.
Followed you on Instagram while you were gone in Boston, and no matter how many like pretty shots you had of Boston when you were there, we're glad to have you back because St. Louis is prettier, I think, so in a lot of ways. So we don't have to stand up for it if you don't like it, but it was kind of interesting. But Dori, you posted on Facebook a fun question.
Yes.
And go through some of those responses you got because that was pretty fun.
So I asked people, because snoot is such a weird item, a lot of people have never even heard of it, much less tried it. So I asked people on Facebook, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? We got so many crazy responses. I picked out a few of them here. Wilma said grizzly bear from Alaska back in the 60s.
Gosh.
She wrote tough as old shoe leather and nasty. I loved that comment.
Is that legal? Was that even
well,
sure?
I was just thinking that, but she said the 60s, the 60s. I'm sure it was a little bit of a different time. But yeah. Nowadays, I would think no.
Right. I mean, I guess it's... I don't know.
You can say you've tried it, right?
You can't knock it till you try it, I guess, right?
Mary wrote jellyfish, and she said it was actually really good and tasted like coleslaw, which I would never have thought.
But coleslaw.
How do they
just
separate
like,
the stinger? Like, how do you eat it without getting...
If you deep fry
it's dead,
I guess.
If it's deep fried, it won't taste like coleslaw. I mean, coleslaw is essentially, it can either be creamy or vinegar based. And so I feel like you can make anything kind of cabbagey. Hmm. And so, like, each little leg
if
is,
I was
like,
assured that I wasn't going to get, like, stung in my mouth or something by those jellyfish, I would try it.
I would, yeah. There's I'd some be cool, like, seafood fusion, I'd Asian fusion type places around here. I bet they would serve that.
So this comment from Roger just really hit home as a St. Louisan. Ranch flavored crickets. Like, I guess St. Louis will eat anything if they're flavored like ranch, right?
I would try that. If it was covered in ranch, I'd try that.
But they're flavored. Did they have to eat a lot of ranch to become flavored? It doesn't say they're... I don't like ranch that much, kids.
Okay. And Lance said, raccoon, do you hear the banjos?
Oh, Lance.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
That's a no. I'm happy for you that you tried raccoon. I'm happy for you. And by, you know, default, then tried everything that someone else had in their trash.
Yes.
The night before. But
did you guys have anything you could add to that?
The weirdest thing? Oh, I've probably swallowed a bug running around as a kid or something. Oh, like intentionally.
Oh my gosh. You think about that one because mine is probably.
Let me think about that.
Mine's probably pretty easy. So I'm half Filipino, half Polish. I think I've mentioned that on the show before. And so one time as a kid, this isn't something I tried, but it's just an interesting story. My mom had gone to the Polish grocery store. Came back with a smoked eel still in swimming formation. And I didn't know that it was going to be in the fridge when I opened the fridge. So there's this like eel staring at me. And then I don't remember if I tried it. I remember like tasting it and it being gross, but I don't know if that was just like my fear, the taste of my fear at this eel right there. And then also actually last summer for the first time, I became a real Filipino woman because I had balut, which is...
What is that?
It is an undeveloped... like embryo in an egg. So it's not fully developed and you crack open the top and you like take it like a shot kind of. It's salty and yeah, they serve it like hot dogs on the side of the street in the Philippines and it is not my favorite. But people who know much about Filipino food, it's one of the first things they ask you. I was like, oh, have you tried balut? And my sister and I said, we can't not have tried it yet, so let's do it. And no, it was gross. It was not something. I'm happy for my people that they like that stuff, but I don't.
I thought about my answer. It's probably frog legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which sounds like pretty like
basic.
I guess.
Weird.
Like, I'm not that like crazy adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
But like something like that was kind of out there for me to try. And it was kind of like tough, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't look at a frog and you're like, those legs.
Yeah, right.
I had them in the Lake of the Ozarks, so that sounds about right.
That's classic. Yes. Yeah. We're going to pivot right now. We're going to talk about the best thing we've had to eat this week. Just rapid fire. I'll go first. I had my first ever brunch at the Panorama restaurant at the St. Louis Art Museum on Sunday.
That's very photogenic as it should be.
It is. Yes. I mean, in a lot of ways you can say, oh, it's a it's a museum restaurant or whatever, but I had a really solid Bloody Mary there and my eggs were cooked to perfection and it was very reasonably priced, which sometimes you think of those places being too expensive. And it was nice and I just looked out at Forest Park and it was pretty.
I had the fish tacos at Yellow Belly in the Central West End, which has been open, I don't think, quite a year, right there on the corner. And my husband had the burger and fries. He's from Arkansas. He's even less adventurous than I am.
You can be a good cook without being adventurous.
But the burger had its own little flair and the fries were good. Perfect date night spot. We sat outside. It was a beautiful night. Great if you're looking for a dinner outside in the summer in the city.
Yes, we've given Yellow Belly a couple shout outs just because they're doing cool stuff, but their cocktails are so good.
On the drink note, we started at Taste, which has one of the best bars in the city.
And very good.
We had the Paloma. I had the Paloma. So good.
Oh, yeah. It's that season. I love it.
I'm so ready. You could have a patio episode, best patios, but I'm so ready for drinks and food, all the drinks and food outside in the summer.
I think to do the research for that, I need to go drink outside for a while. So good thing it's almost the weekend. Yeah. Dory, how about you?
So mine's a little lame this week, but we were out watching game one of the Stanley Cup. We were at Center Ice Brewery. So shout out to
great
them.
Space.
It's a great spot. And we happened to notice we were in the delivery range of Pizza Hut, which we are not downtown where we live. So I took full advantage and got a pizza from Pizza Hut. And that's my favorite.
So that's pizza. What's like so cool about Center Ice is though, although they're located right next door to Pappy's and Southern, you can easily just walk over. They are so open and let you bring in like whatever.
Yes,
I've seen people do that.
And I don't want people to think that I chose Pizza Hut over barbecue and their awesome chicken there, because it was Memorial Day and they were sold out and closed
that
already.
Okay.
That's happened to me. When you go there, they're sold out.
Yes. So. I'm a big fan of, because then you have a restaurant scene and a drink scene, and businesses can support each other.
Yep. Love it.
Usually. So, all right, well, let's talk about this weekend a little bit. I'm going to run through some of the stuff that we have going on here in St. Louis. As I mentioned, it is the first weekend of June. So if you count, Memorial Day is kind of the first official kickoff of summer. It's our first summer weekend, and St. Louis is coming out to play. Friday night, the food truck festival at Laumeier Sculpture Park. Am I saying Laumeier? Laumeier?
I think
I've
it's
known
Laumeier
it my whole life, but I rarely have to say it for people to sit here, like the sculpture park. So they're having that on Friday night. You can't bring coolers, but they are going to have different, obviously, food trucks there. There's going to be live music, and it'll be pretty cool. It's from 5 to 8. Bands play from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on Saturday, you can start your morning with the Brunch Run Crew kickoff. That's happening at Wheelhouse. That's where they're kicking things off. And here's what I like about how they advertise this one. They're starting the summer the only way they know how, with a little workout and a big mimosa in that order. So that's something you can kind of join for the summertime. And brunch is my thing. Running, maybe not, but maybe it is for you. And then, of course, the 5th annual crawfish boil is happening at the Midtown Brewery and Beer Garden for Urban Chestnut. You can get tickets there that include the all-you-can-eat crawfish boil. You can get gumbo. That sounds delicious. And obviously, they'll have plenty of different beers available, too. And then they'll have live music.
That sounds great.
That's what you got to do in the summertime. Eat food and drink live music.
Be outside.
Exactly. Here's another good Cajun type thing that's happening this weekend. The My Big Fat Seafood Boil. This is their first ever event that they're having. It's the Artist Art and Mayor Catering who are having this. They're having a DJ, and they want you to buy tickets online. For some reason, the location of this one isn't showing up here, so I'll find that for you guys in just a second here. But then we also have the South Grand Bar Crawl. That is, I mean, South Grand is one of the best streets for food in this whole neighborhood. But basically, it starts at 7 o'clock, lasts till 9 o'clock. You can find the folks at Lulu's Upstairs Ping Pong Bar or at Apotheosis Comics and Lounge. Shout out to them. It's a pretty cool little space there. So that you can kind of go through the bar crawl, get a little ticket there, and they'll give you discounts. That's happening on Saturday night, as is the T-Rav Rally. Talk about St. Louis foods. Yeah, I got your attention with that. So how many toasted ravioli can you eat in 6.5 minutes?
6.5 minutes? I feel like I could.
You could plow through some.
Is like a dozen too many or not enough?
I was thinking 10.
I was thinking like maybe like a dozen.
I'll meet you guys in the middle and I'll say I could eat 11.
Okay.
I actually want to try this challenge.
Right, exactly. You want to try it on your own, or you can try it this weekend. It's the first ever toasted ravioli rally. Louisa is hosting it. They're the ones who make the grocery store.
Have you ever had the buffalo chicken stuffed ones?
No.
The Louisa ones?
Are they good?
They're really good. They're at the Schnucks. I think the Schnucks on the Hill. Oh, they're really good.
Oh my gosh. I would try that.
Try that.
Oh yeah.
But at the Arch Cafe, the contest is happening starting at 1:30. That's, you know, the Arch Cafe inside the Arch. And then you'll see how many people can shove a bunch of toasted ravioli in their face. That's a very St. Louis event.
I bet people could do probably like 30.
Yeah.
Who
can put them away. I completely agree. And then moving on over to June 2nd on Sunday, a couple of cool things happening. Another brunch. This one's the Pride Brunch at Chocolate Pig. The Human Rights Campaign and Vital Voice are kicking off Pride Month, of course. That starts in June by doing a Pride Brunch. Tickets include two complimentary Bloody Marys or mimosas plus food. Mm. Yes. Event running from 10 to 3. And then, of course, you'll have music. Hello. They say it's a surprise appearance from the Gateway Men's Chorus, but I'm going to go ahead and say it's not a surprise if they're putting that
all
in the
cats race. Out of the bag.
I know. Now you all know. And then also one more event on Sunday. It's Gin World, also in its fifth year. This is a... you know, a gathering of gin distillers happening at the Mad Art Gallery. That's near Soulard, kind of near Anheuser-Busch. So they have, that's indoors. So if it's really hot, that could be a good thing for you. And then they'll have different seminars, tasting. It's probably for a gin connoisseur, but, or if you just like gin. I've decided I'm going to try to make gin my summer drink. So maybe I'll stop by.
Yeah, G&T. It's a good summer drink.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, the blues. Don't forget.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We have a game on Saturday.
I'm so excited. I was supposed to go to the Cardinals game, but I feel like I just can't.
You can't.
I just can't.
So I used to like thrive on the Cards-Cubs rivalry, and I forgot that's even happening this weekend.
Well, that's the whole reason why we got tickets for Saturday. I just can't.
Yeah.
There's too much emotion. It's too historic for our city. Like, we have to be there to witness it. Like,
you have
We're hosting a Stanley Cup final for the first time. Like,
it's incredible.
Yeah, in our lives.
In our lives. And maybe, who knows if we'll ever see it. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. Yeah. But there will only be one first
that we've ever been able to be around for. I have to go to my cousin's wedding. And so hopefully he will be doing something about that. It's a tricky subject with the groom and the bride there. But anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up, shall we? Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. It's at Abby Eats St. Louis. We want to know, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? What's the best thing that you ate this week? And also, please keep in mind, some of those events are subject to change. Visit those different sites to make sure before you go. But then also send us pictures. Tell us what you liked about them and tell us what you're up to this weekend. You can also email us with anything. Favorite barbecue spot, for example, podcasts@ksdk.com. We love hearing from you guys. And of course, we're a podcast. So that means we want you to subscribe, rate, and review us, because we want all of your friends to be listening to us, too. Well, thank you so much, Jacob, for being with us.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
We could talk about food and beer all day.
I know. I'm trying to get them to let this be my full-time job, but we'll see about that. All right. So for Jacob Long, producer Dory Olmos, and myself, this has been an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite. Until next time, seize the plate.